very athletic player. We were excited to get him. I know when we did acquire him, Billy and David were talking about, you know, how he was basically untouchable the year before with the Astros and a tough guy to get. And we finally did acquire him. He made a great impression early in spring. Unfortunately, got hit by a pitch and was out for a while, but rehabbed his way back. He's playing great now, right now. I think he's like 20 for his last 40 or whatever, and is handling left-handed pitching really well. So I think the timing is good to get him here. We have four out of the next five games against left-handed starters, and he will get a chance to perform.
I understand that he could play very well the three outfield positions.
Right.
Any preference in where you're going to use him?
No, we'll start him in center field today. We'll see how it goes. He's been playing mostly right, but can play all three and moves around really well. He's got a plus arm. I think he leads the AAA in assists, and that's something we saw early in spring. So I knew at some point in time, you know, if he came, he overcame the injury, that he would be here, and now is that time.
Sending Dustin down, what did you see that was going on with him? What did it look like for him now?
I think he got to a point where, you know, he needs to be a little bit more aggressive in everything he does, whether it's stealing bases, whether it's in the outfield. We still feel like he's going to be our center fielder of the future. We weren't doing him any favors here by not playing him. And, you know, he was basically inactive last year, needs consistent bats. He wasn't getting that at this point, especially with the way Martini was playing. So it's time for him to go down and play every day. We will see him back here at some point, I'm sure.
What can you say about the job Jonathan Lucroy has done, not just offensively, but basically managing this kind of young and inexperienced rotation?
Well, that's the reason we brought him in, and we saw that from, you know, a limited time in spring training. True quarterback leader behind the plate. The younger guys don't even think about shaking him off because he's so well prepared. And now you're seeing, you know, big hits and RBIs, and, you know, it's tough for a catcher, especially this time of year too, when you're playing every day, to be productive offensively. But he is, and, you know, we've given him a little rest. He wants to play every day, and, you know, he's just been a great addition to this team.
Bob, a few of the guys were saying a lot of their progression this season has to do with your trust in them and allow them to do what they want to do. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, we try to put guys in the best spots that, you know, to give themselves a chance to be successful. And it starts with communication, letting them know when they're going to play. You know, I sat down with Loriano a little bit today and kind of told him what his role would be. And I think if their understanding of, you know, when they're going to play and where their opportunities are going to come, and maybe they're going to be pinch hit for in certain situations, that they're prepared for all that. So, you know, it's these guys perform. It's the other way around. These guys perform, make me look good. So it's, you know, I think that the strength of this team is everybody being involved and everybody being a part of it. That's a powerful thing. So we just try to get them in the right spots.
How is Pinder doing?
Better. He's going to take BP and everything today, I believe. So hopefully we're on schedule for him to come off, which is the next off day, which is right before the Dodger series, and works well too because we have two left-handers going that series.
How do you feel that your team is labeled now as a postseason contender as opposed to the last 3 years you were in last place?
Yeah, I don't think we look at it any differently here. We had, you know, we were optimistic coming out of spring, and then you just try to create a winning atmosphere, and we've done that here recently. So I don't think they think too much about, you know, where we are in the standings, other than the fact we're just trying to win every game we possibly can. You know, a little bit, there's 2 months left of baseball left, so, you know, we're going to continue to play that way. And then, you know, once you get into the last 20 games or so, then you kind of take a look and see where you're at. But I don't think anything changes with us.
Good. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks.